Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American and also joins us on Monday mornings, and we take a look at local stories. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall.
Well,
didn't take us long.
No.
It wasn't even Memorial Day.
No, until we had a death that appears to be a death or a drowning at Great Falls. But this time it looks like it's also a local resident.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that what the scuttlebutt is?
That's what the scuttlebutt is. Still, once again, someone went in the water, supposedly off a swing above the dam, but never resurfaced. And I'll tell you, the water in the Housatonic has been running very swiftly.
Yeah, and it's cold. This has been an ongoing issue for the last couple of, well, more than that, but it really erupted last year when the hordes came up and crowded the area. And there have been several drownings, several rescue missions there. And the town officials have been talking with First Light all year after last year, hoping to work something out. And as I say, we didn't even get to Memorial Day, and here we have an incident. And they're still out there, the police, the dive teams, and again, you know, as we say, putting their volunteer responders into danger. So
people just don't understand, really, how dangerous it is around the Great Falls, whether you're right by the dam or whether you're down further in the falls. It is a dangerous place. It is a beautiful place,
right?
But it's a dangerous place.
It is. It's deceiving because it is so beautiful, but people... But if it's local person, I'm surprised because certainly there's been plenty of publicity about the dangers of that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Budgets continue to be discussed and meetings, and Sharon had its town meeting last Friday. We have Caden coming up. We have Cornwall coming up. And it's getting interesting because a lot of towns want to go in person, meetings are opening, but we're also still Zooming. So we're betwixt and between, and we'll be following along. But I suppose you, too, have seen more meetings are being opened up to in person.
Absolutely. Sooner or later, I think that they're going to open all the meetings up. But I think if they're smart, they'll also keep them on Zoom.
That's how I feel. Yeah. I mean, there are still people who feel uncomfortable coming out, and they should have access to these meetings. So I hope they do both. It's not easy, but I hope they do both.
I was following your story this morning on the Sharon Board of Selectmen and possibly changing the hours for the town crew.
Yeah, that was an interesting discussion. They've been working for the last 3 or 4 years a 40-hour, 4-day week in the summer. And First Selectman Brent Colley has some concerns and asked for input from the other two selectmen. And it went into quite a discussion, and I think it's going to end up to be back to 5 days, but hybrid, you know, certain weeks, maybe 4-day weeks. So... And Brent had some good reasons for his concern. So we'll see what happens there. We were up at the B.B. Hill School this weekend. They are painting the historic building, a group of volunteers, mostly from the Historical Society. And it's a great building, and it was nice to see that it's going to be spruced up a bit. Cornwall continues its discussions on home businesses. The Planning and Zoning Commission is working to change because more people work from home, perhaps, you know, expand upon them a little bit. But there has been a lot of pushback from people who are fearful of the businesses that will be coming into residential areas. So their commission is stepping slowly, they've closed the hearing, and they will be deliberating at their next meeting. So, interesting. Again, interesting discussions. Onward and upward.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, the Ag Department at the high school is holding its annual open house. Going to be on a curtailed basis, but it's when people are invited to see the projects and what the students do. It's always a great, great event. So I would encourage people to come and see what's happening there. And as I said, Canaan hearing is, budget hearing is on Wednesday at 7:30, and Cornwall is on Friday, the 21st. And on Saturday, we have the Hazardous Waste Day at the Falls Village Garage. So people need to, anybody can come, it's free, but you need to get your tickets at your respective town halls.
And I do believe that also that coming up this this weekend on Saturday is another chance for you in North Canaan to get vaccinated.
That is true. Right. There is an
It's on 10 to 4.
Yep. And they're encouraging this time young folks to come. It's opened up to 12 to 15-year-olds as well. They will be giving the first dose of Pfizer and the J&J for those who want just the one dose. And then the second dose of Pfizer will be sometime in June.
Yeah, so, June 19th. They'll follow up on June 19th.
Yes, they're encouraging people to please come. So there's no excuse. There is open to everyone in the northwest corner.
All right.
So a busy week. Marshall, and nicer weather and easier to get out.
Well, we'll see what happens in the course of the next week, Ruth.
And we never know, do we?
No. All right, Ruth. We'll speak to you next
week. Have a good week, Marshall.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robinhood Radio. You can find her, of course, at rep-am.com on the web.